From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says ongoing heavy rain is triggering historic flooding in her state.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
Officials have issued a statewide alert telling people to stay off the roads. Forecasters say rain will continue to fall until tomorrow. Doctors Without Borders is demanding an independent international investigation into airstrikes that hit its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan yesterday and killed 22 people. But Defense Secretary Ash Carter is promising a thorough investigation despite a chaotic situation on the ground.
The situation there is confused and complicated, so it may take some time to get the facts, but we will get the facts. And we will be full and transparent about sharing them.
The U.S. military acknowledges it was backing up Afghan forces near the hospital. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is welcoming Russia's intensified airstrikes in his country. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the Syrian leader today struck a defiant tone and said Western plotting against his country has failed.
Assad hasn't been seen in public or heard from very much as his army struggles against a variety of opposition rebel groups and the Islamic State. But as Moscow announced that Russian jets had flown 60 sorties in Syria in the last 72 hours, Assad told Iranian television that he would win the fight against terrorism. The Syrian president lashed out against Western-backed militants in Syria and said the coalition between his government, Russia, and Iran must prevail or Syria faces disaster. The U.S. military, meanwhile, says the anti-ISIS coalition carried out 16 airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on Saturday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says military efforts may be needed in Syria, but won't bring a solution to the conflict without a political process. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy now has competition for the speakership. Whitney Evans of member station KUER reports Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz is running to replace Speaker John Boehner.
Jason Chaffetz is known for his hardline positions on core conservative issues like a strong national defense and limited government. But Chaffetz told Fox News Sunday he can bridge the divide between more centrist members of Congress and the right. The four-term Republican became chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee in January. He's led high-profile investigations of the Secret Service and Planned Parenthood. During a recent congressional hearing on Planned Parenthood, he was called into question for using what Democrats and members of the organization alleged was misleading data. Prior to his time in Congress, he served as campaign manager and chief of staff to former Utah Governor John Huntsman. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Salt Lake City.
This is NPR. Israeli police are restricting Arabs' access to Jerusalem's Old City. Only Arabs who are Israeli citizens can enter. The prohibition comes after a Palestinian man stabbed and killed two Israeli Jews yesterday. Pope Francis has opened an assembly of bishops by firmly asserting that marriage is an indissoluble bond between a man and a woman. As NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, the synod opens a day after a priest was dismissed from his Vatican job after he said he was gay.
Opening the synod with a solemn mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis spoke of the need to better minister to Catholic families experiencing separation, divorce, and other conflicts. One of the key issues of the synod is expected to be whether divorced and civilly remarried Catholics can receive communion. Under church law, those Catholics are banned from receiving the sacrament. In his homily, the Pope said, a church with closed doors betrays herself and her mission, and instead of being a bridge, becomes a roadblock. Just the day before, the Vatican fired a theologian in its orthodoxy department after he outed himself, denounced homophobia in the church, and urged the synod to take up the plight of gays. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Chinese archaeologists are announcing the discovery of a rare 800-year-old brick tomb. They tell China's Xinhua news agency that it's shaped like a turtle and has several chambers inside. A local villager in northern China found it by accident when he was digging a foundation for a new house. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.